This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar arrived in Riyadh on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia today. During his stay, Dr. Jaishankar will take part in the first India-Gulf Cooperation Council Foreign Ministers meeting. He is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with the foreign ministers from GCC member countries. The GCC region has emerged as a major trading partner for India and is home to a large Indian expatriate community numbering around 8.9 million. On the second leg of the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will travel to Berlin on Tuesday on a two-day visit to Germany. Thereafter, he will travel to Geneva, Switzerland for an official visit from 12th of this month. India has sent 1,000 metric tons of rice as humanitarian assistance for drought-affected Malawi. The External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the consignment departed for Malawi yesterday. The humanitarian assistance will address the consequences of the severe drought caused by El Nino phenomenon. India has also sent humanitarian aid to Zimbabwe for food security needs of the Zimbabwean people. A consignment of 1,000 metric tons of rice departed from the Nawa Sheva port for the African nation yesterday. A shipment of 1,300 empty maize has also been sent as humanitarian assistance for Zambia, which would help to meet food and nutrition needs of the people there. As per the MEA social media post, Vishwabandhu, a friend to the world, India has also extended medical aid consisting of essential life-saving antibiotics and general medicines to the government of Republic of Chad in response to a deadly fire incident. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh today took a strong stance against the Congress Party's claims to restore Article 370, asserting that as long as the BJP is in power, the article will not be reinstated. Mr. Singh emphasized the BJP's commitment to maintain the current status and focused on the significant progress made in J&K under the party's leadership. Addressing a rally in Ramban district, he said the people of the country and even the world are closely watching the elections in the Union Territory. He praised the increased voter turnout following the abrogation of Articles 370 and 35A, noting that the percentage of voters had risen. The BJP has released another list of 10 candidates for the upcoming Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. R.S. Pathania will fight from Udhampur East Assembly seat and Ghulam Muhammad Mir will be the BJP candidate from the Handwara seat. Naseer Ahmed Lone will contest from Bandipura Assembly seat. Rajya Sabha MP from Trinamool Congress, Johar Sarkar, has decided to resign from the post and politics. He has sent a letter to the party head and the Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, in this regard. In his open letter, while thanking her for the opportunity given to him to serve the parliament, Mr. Sarkar expressed his anguish over the present situation in the state. He mentioned that he had been disillusioned by the corruption in the party and the strong arm tactics of a section of party leaders. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today highlighted that the national education policy is a game changer and allows youth to fully explore their talent and energy. Speaking on the occasion of International Literacy Day in Delhi, Mr. Dhankar pointed out that India is a unique nation in terms of the richness of languages. He emphasized that the national education policy has laid emphasis on the importance of mother tongue. Mr. Dhankar stressed that the literacy brings liberation and cuts down dependence. He said making someone literate is a service to humanity. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today said that India will bid to host the Youth Olympics in 2020 and Summer Olympics in 2036. Addressing the 44th Olympic Council of Asia General Assembly in New Delhi, he highlighted that the government has significantly increased the sports budget from approximately $143 million in 2014-15 to around $470 million at present. And that is the end of this news bulletin.